Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Pat Farnak here from WCBS in New York. I was very intrigued by your resume, but especially about the fact that you teach global health storytelling at Stanford. Mm-hmm. In connection with your book and your teaching, why is storytelling important when it comes to health?
Because that's the way that human brains actually take in information the best. Stories are a part of human nature. They're a part of how we learn. And what unfortunately happens when you're training to be a doctor or a scientist is that very human way of conveying information is kind of beaten out of you. And you're taught this very kind of robotic way of conveying information. That's really bad, actually, because the people spreading the false information are telling it through stories. And that's why so many of these anti-vaccine messages are super believable, they're memorable, they're shareable, they're entertaining. We as doctors and scientists then try and counter those false stories with our facts and bullet points and pamphlets. It's just not effective.
So you have to really counteract not only with the facts, but with a good story to match the facts, I would think.
Absolutely. And this is my frustration when I teach this subject. I teach like veteran scientists and doctors, and I say, we were trained to practice evidence-based medicine. Why don't we practice evidence-based communication? Because actually there's an art and a science to effective communication too. And you can't be prideful and just think, because I'm a doctor or a scientist, I know stuff, I have the facts. Yeah. Facts alone don't counter the falsehood. And I even say in the book, no one grows up or no one even as an adult says, tell me a bedtime fact. We want stories. Stories is how we learn and connect.
And sometimes with doctors, they're so brilliant that they want to get these facts out and they don't see that the person listening to them is falling asleep.
Absolutely.
In your latest book, Viral BS, great title, by the way, you discuss medical myths and why we fall for them. So jumping right in, I couldn't believe this one, although I had heard about it. Should you eat your baby's placenta?
So not to give too much away, but let me give everything away. Please don't eat your placenta. However, I don't judge anyone who has done this or wants to do it, even though I advise you against it, because there's been so much misinformation out there. Celebrities saying, I had a baby, then I ate my baby's placenta, and I looked better, and I felt better, and my depression was cured. There's no evidence to back up any of that. But also, and I say this in detail in the book, but there's been instances of babies becoming very, very sick because after mum has given birth, the mother has eaten the placenta because they believe these false claims, not realizing there's a bacteria sometimes in the placenta that's not always easily detected. Mum, therefore, has eaten it, hasn't gotten sick herself, but has passed the bacteria onto the newborn. So it can actually be very, very dangerous. Not to mention that someone who's misleadingly been told, if you eat the placenta, you will be cured of postpartum depression, may end up then not getting the actual professional care that they need. And I really worry about that.
Another one is, do vaccines cause autism? Now, this is big, and full disclosure, when Andrew Wakefield, the now discredited doctor who came out with the story about his quote-unquote research and how autism was connected with childhood vaccines, I was a little duped by him, as were a lot of other people, because we didn't look into his so-called methodology at all. We just looked at what he was saying and thought, wow, so...
Well, not only that, Pat, but he published his study in The Lancet, which is one of the most prestigious medical journals on the planet, right? So many people would think, okay, it must be legitimate. And even once it was found out that his study was fraudulent, that he had done unethical experiments on children, it still took The Lancet 12 years to retract that study. You can see how easy it is for people to fall prey to that misinformation out there. And this is an anti-vax message that's just gone absolutely viral, you know, excuse the pun, and people have really believed this. But let me tell you, vaccines do not cause autism. It just so happens that kids are often getting a series of shots around the same time that autism is usually diagnosed. And that can make it very easy for a struggling parent, for a very concerned parent to say, kid got diagnosed with autism here and got these vaccines a month ago, it must be the vaccines. But we've looked into this so much, so many studies, some of them millions, literally millions of children. And these all demonstrate that vaccines do not cause autism.
And weirdly, there is a video circulating now, but it just mentions Andrew Wakefield initially. And it doesn't mention all this controversy and all these findings afterward. And it is still circulating. Right. It was just sent to me the other day. So this lives on, unfortunately.
Oh, absolutely. And people sometimes don't realize that his research was so unethical and fraudulent that he lost his medical license to practice in the UK and then moved to America, where he really built up a fan base of celebrities and influencers that really helped propel his message, unfortunately. But it's a false message. Vaccines don't cause autism.
But yet people are desperate, so a lot of times they want to buy in.
And that's what a lot of the scammers, sorry, Pat, this is what lot of the scammers really exploit. They're like, oh, there's a pandemic. People are fear. People are anxious. Let me try and exploit that fear and anxiety. And they try and sell you stuff. They try and scam you. So at a time like this, when there is a pandemic, when there's a lot of uncertainty and fear, we have to be even more careful about what we believe and what we buy into.
What about the present vaccine? There's a lot of information swirling around about this. What do you think people would be smart to do?
Yeah, so there's been so many conspiracy theories about the newly authorized COVID-19 vaccines. I obviously have been like checking the data really carefully, and I've been critical of the FDA in the past year because I feel like in some instances, the FDA, which is the American institution that authorizes and approves medicines and medical devices, I felt like last year they succumbed to political pressure a few times. Yes. So that made me even more skeptical and even more wary. However, when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccines, the fact that the FDA had these boards, these committees of independent scientists taking raw data, reanalyzing it all over again, really gave me faith in the system. And I really think that the currently authorized COVID vaccines in the US are safe. So if you're told you have an appointment, you're eligible, go ahead and get them. Do not believe the conspiracy theories out there.
Everybody I know is clamoring to roll up their sleeves and get this vaccine as soon as possible. And we're mad the opposite is happening. You know, we're mad that we can't get an appointment. Yeah. So let's wrap up. How do you know who to trust? If you can tell me quickly, when it comes to medical news, what's a listener or a viewer to do?
Oh, we could talk for an hour on this, so let me tell you in like 20 seconds. When you come across something that feels super new or like, or gives you that whoa feeling, like, whoa, that's amazing or that's crazy, let me share it, pause. Do not hit retweet straight away. Do not hit forward in the WhatsApp group. Stick for a second with what you're reading. Check the source. Is it a credible source? Are other credible sources reporting the same thing? The pausing and the doing the due diligence of just checking the sources, those two things alone can protect you and protect others from being part of the problem where we just have kind of social media trigger fingers and we end up being the ones that share so much of the misinformation and disinformation. So look out for that woe feeling. Anytime you see that, you feel that, that's your red flag that this could potentially be false news.
Well, that was great. And I loved viral BS, medical myths, and why we fall for them. And I didn't get a chance to ask you about 10 different chapters. So,
there's a lot in there.
Yes, there is. I hope you'll let me interview you again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was great talking to you today.
Nice talking to you. Thank you, Doc.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.